What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Raise Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show. So today, guys, I wanted to speak to you about the new TV show that came out on Netflix called Avatar: The Last Airbender. You probably might have seen the cartoon back then when it was in Nickelodeon. And I gotta say, man, the Nickelodeon animation is awesome. I have to give this animation a 10 out of 10. I actually did enjoy it. I wasn't one of the people that actually grew up watching the show, but it was cool when I finally got to see it on Netflix. I probably might have saw it around 2016 to 2017. Like, there are memorable scenes from this anime. And, like, just the whole story and, like, the superpowers that they have. What they call bending powers. They have the earth, fire, air, and water bending powers. It's an awesome show. I gotta admit, it's an awesome show. And before the live action, lots of people on the internet saying that this is not good. But there also are some people that agree that this show is fantastic. And they somewhat do compare it to the One Piece live action that came out last year. This one was, for me, it was okay. I gave it like a B. Not an A+, just like a B or B minus. To be honest, the costumes that they use for the characters, they are very identical to the animation. And they look super cool. Like, I want to get an outfit of the waterbenders. They look so fantastic. And that's what I liked about this show. Like, the costumes and also the cinematography as well. Even the CGI, when they used their powers against each other, it was cool. I actually did enjoy it. The only issue for me, and this probably, maybe you might disagree with me, but I think it's just the main actor who plays as Aang. I don't know, it's just his delivery of his lines. It just doesn't seem to match up. That's why it kind of threw me off once I saw this show. Every other character is good. Like, they play the role very well. Like, Zuko's character. I like Zuko's character. And also General Iroh. To be honest, my favorite character was probably Iroh. Yeah, the uncle. Yeah, the guy, he did a very good job delivering the lines. And he seemed very believable when he delivered his lines. But for Aang, the actor who played as him, nah, man. Maybe because he's like brand new in acting, or I don't know. But he's a young person. He is playing a younger character, and it fits him. I think Aang in the anime, I think he's about like 9 or 10 years old. The kid was probably around the same age, to be honest. But yeah, that's what I believe that this anime, well, the live action, I mean, went. The live action was okay. The last episode was probably the best one for this season. Well, let me just start from the beginning if you don't know what Avatar: The Last Airbender is. There were four nations that lived together in harmony, but then the Fire Nation, which is one of the elements, the Fire Nation attacked the other groups because, well, the main guy that was in charge of them, the Emperor, I don't know his name. It's not Iroh. Sorry, I just forgot his name. I just knew it just now. But like I said, with the main leader of the Fire Nation, he wanted to take over. And so they were successful. The Five Nations were successful for over 100 years. And like the only person that can actually stop them was this person called the Avatar. Every generation or so, once the Avatar actually dies, there's always a new person that comes to the world and is born to become the Avatar. In this case, Aang, he was the Avatar. But the thing is, he ran from his duty because he was afraid. And yeah, he was a very young kid when the Fire Nation actually took over the whole nation, the whole world. He went to go fly out when it was raining very hard, and so he was caught in the storm, and that's why he was then frozen in time. Like, there was a huge tsunami that actually hit him and his pet called Appa. Since he was frozen in time, the Fire Nation was able to take control of this world for over 100 years. And then that's when Katara, which is another main character, and Sokka, which is her brother, they found Aang. They found him in the frozen waterbending area where they live. He finally came out of the ice that he was in. And lots of things have changed. The Fire Nation, like I said, they took over the whole world. And everybody was in fear. And they were all counting on the Avatar for the longest. But he was gone and he turned his back to the world. And like, this is what actually gets me as well. Like, maybe like, I think maybe when he found out that his whole Air Nation was gone and that he was the last airbender, I think maybe like the actor, he should have like acted more sadder or something like that, because that is sad, man. If you are the last from your nation, that's just crazy. I would be devastated. And I think like the actor, I don't think he did that emotion. Like, I didn't see that. That's why I kind of had an issue with his acting, and everybody else, they did good. Just like his acting, but he can always get better. Because I do believe that there is going to be a second season and a third season. It was a very successful show, to be honest. Lots of people did not like it, but it had mixed reviews, to be honest. But yeah, Avatar The Last Airbender, the live action show, I do give it a 7.5 out of 10. That's how much I'll give it. I said earlier that I'd give it a B. I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. Yeah, that's my score for that show. And like, throughout the story, like throughout this season, he needs to figure out how he's going to try to take down the Fire Lord. And the thing is, he needs to learn the elements. The only one he knows of is air, because he has learned that since he was a very young boy. He still is at this time, but he learned that since birth. He had to learn how to waterbend, how to earthbend, and how to firebend. He needs to learn those three, and only the Avatar can actually do that. Nobody else can. Only the Avatar is granted to do this. One person at random, like from each nation, is always chosen each lifetime. But since Aang was frozen in time, there couldn't be no other Avatar for the next 100 years. Lots of people were counting on him, like I said before. And now he had to learn how to bend these other powers. If not, then the Fire Nation was going to try to take over the other ones as well. Because right at the ending, we saw that they actually took Umashu, which is one of the biggest Earth kingdoms. There's two of them. There's Umashu and Ba Sing Se. Umashu was the one that they visited throughout this season. So yeah, now that Omashu is taken over by the Fire Nation, Bossing Se is the only one that he can go to so he can learn how to earthbend. He went to the north so he can actually try to learn some waterbending, but he didn't. He didn't got to learn any. But throughout his journey, he learns like how to become a better person, like how to become the Avatar so he can save people everywhere against the Fire Nation. It's an incredible story. I did like the animation. Is the live action better than the animation? No, to be honest, it isn't. But it is worth watching if you are a fan of the animation. Just don't go with what people are saying online that this is not a good show and stuff like that. I actually do give you the truth on what I believe, how I felt about this show. And I believe it is worth a watch. Just give it a shot. Maybe you will enjoy it. Now I want to speak to you about another show. It's called Shogun. Have you guys heard about this show? I just recently started watching it. Well, it did came out this week. Every Wednesday, there's going to be a new episode of this new hit show called Shogun. It got a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is very rare. Not that many shows, to be honest, get that rating. And I was so surprised. Lots of people on the internet are comparing this show to Game of Thrones, which is good in a way, but it's kind of like, why? Why would you compare this show to this show? But it's fine. It's okay for me. But I'm not really mad about it. But yeah, people are comparing it to Game of Thrones, and it's a pretty good show. They gave two episodes out. It takes place in the 1600s in ancient Japan. It's actually an interesting show, and you have to give it a watch. But warning, there's a lot of subtitles and you do have to read it. Yeah, most of the episodes, well, the first two that I saw, well, the main characters, they are from Japanese descent and they do speak their language, and you have to read subtitles. So that's a warning for you if you are actually want to see the show. I saw it, but like, yeah, I had to actually rewind it because it was kind of hard to just read that, and I'm not really used to it. I usually watch my anime in English dub, guys. I don't watch it in Japanese. I don't know, man. I just don't like reading, but the only one I actually do watch, and the anime that I watch, is One Piece. That's probably the only one that I will ever watch that is in Japanese, because I want to keep up with the actual current episodes that are happening now. But going back to Shogun, the main lead, I had to research the guy's name because he deserves it. Shogun, let's see. Okay. Hopefully I am pronouncing it right, but his name is Hiroyuki Sanada. I've seen this man in many movies before. Like, I've seen him in Rush Hour 3, Bullet Train, John Wick 3, and even the new Mortal Kombat movie. I've seen this guy in so many projects, and finally, guys, he finally got a lead role on a hit TV show. I'm glad that he actually got the opportunity, and this show seems like it's going to be a hit for him. That's awesome, man. He's been working in so many movies, and he finally got a role that he became a lead on. And he's doing good so far. So far in the first two episodes that they have shown, each Wednesday they are going to show one episode. And yeah, I am enjoying it. Let's see how it actually finishes. They are planning to do 10 episodes for this season. But depending on how people actually take it, like people actually respond to this show, they will probably make a second season, which will be awesome, man. It will be awesome to actually see where the show actually goes. And let's see how far it actually goes. Can it actually make it to at least 8 seasons? That's like 8 years. Yeah, man. So, you know, that would be awesome if it actually... if they actually do have at least 7 or 8 seasons for the show. I'm thinking probably they might go at least to 5 seasons. That's my prediction for this show, if they actually do continue with it. So yeah, guys, I think that is it for this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you guys did enjoy it, make sure to subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on any other platform you are listening to this podcast. If you are listening to it on Spotify, Pandora, make sure to follow it. And also recommend this podcast to a friend or neighbor that actually likes listening to stuff about pop culture stuff. Maybe they will enjoy this podcast as much as you do as well. And yeah, guys, that is it. Again, thank you so much for listening. And see you guys in the next one. Take care and live to the fullest. Bye.